Evening, Namibia, and a warm welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Of course, this is Eagle FM, and this is Life Lessons, where we talk about life lessons, everything pertaining to life and lessons that come with such. So yeah, now tonight we bring yet another interesting conversation, and you know, I for some reason, I know my colleague Loise does this better, you know, in terms of agricultural news, but for some reason, I also like to touch a little bit on it, you understand, because agriculture is the next big thing, or is the new big thing that we need to really play our role and play our part. And I think it requires every one of us to really play their part. Yeah. Even if you're not getting your hands dirty per se, I think we all have a part to play when it comes to agriculture. If we're going to talk about I think sustainability, if we're going to talk about really being able to sustain ourselves right here at home, then every one of us has to play our role when it comes to agriculture. Now, tonight we're talking about agriculture and marketing. Now, so many young people have been encouraged, even right here on Eagle FM, we encourage them to pursue agriculture and fresh produce. Yet, we wonder if they know how to market their produce in order to actually monetize their efforts, in order to actually get something or give themselves that sort of visibility out there. So tonight I am joined in studio by a lady who is just very much befitting for this very topic. That is Pasval Elijah, and she's going to talk to us on the importance of marketing. And she is the marketing and corporate communications at AMTA, that is Agro Marketing and Trade Agency. A very good evening to you, Pasval, and welcome.
Juju, hey, good evening. Very good evening to you and to the listeners out there. Thank you so very much for having me this evening.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's a pleasure to, you know, the first time I remember I engaged you on radio was exactly on marketing as well.
Yeah, it was on marketing.
And interestingly, I was searching for somebody whom I need to get somebody who would talk.
I think I also need to find out to say what actually led you to me.
I don't remember who actually gave me your number, but somebody did. I don't know how, but oh, okay. But yeah. And then I was like, marketing lady. And that conversation was just so beautiful. Yeah, and you know me, once we engage on news, and on the news show. Mm-hmm. Then I realized, you know what? There's still much more that we can really fish out from person that we can learn, that we can learn from this person. Please, please come over to Saturday show. Let's engage more.
Let's show whatever we can.
Exactly.
No, that's appreciated. Thank you so much.
Sure. Pleasure so much. Mm. Now, of course, let's get to the basics. Who's first far, Elijah? Where did you grow up? So we can actually get an understanding of where this marketing comes from. Who inspired you? But first of all, is Pasva Elijah?
Yeah, that question. Mm. Where do I even begin?
A sibling, a mom.
All right, a wife.
Okay, number one.
A mother. Okay, so Pasva Elijah. So, you know, with my names.
Yeah.
Not everybody get to link me to where I am from, because some people would first see the names Pasva Elijah. Some people would think, oh, this is a guy, but I'm a lady, obviously.
Yeah.
And then when they read the name Pasva, I think I'm the only person in the country
with Pasva.
Pasva, yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm not even but in the country in Namibia.
Can I also boast something? Can I also want to boast about names?
Hey.
I'm the only happy juju in Namibia.
Okay, nice one. Yeah, that makes her a little
exactly. Okay. It's unique.
Yeah, very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hail from the Zambezi region, full-time Zambezian. Yeah, so born and bred that side. I had my primary school in Katima.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually grade 1 to 3, it was actually outside Katima itself.
Okay.
So it was at one school where mom used to teach. And then I moved, we moved to town. She transferred us to town while she still stayed back at that school. So my grade 4 to 7, I was here at Ngwezi Primary, one of the primary schools commonly known. And then high school, I was here at Kaprivi Senior Secondary School. That's where I completed my high school. So I always had something. I'm not going to mention this course, but this is something that, you know, I think from personal experiences, something that I went through, and I was so passionate about it. I was like, maybe I need to pursue this just to, you know, assist, because I had a motive behind it, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So I applied. It was UNAM and back then Polytechnic.
Mm-hmm.
So UNAM, I didn't get, and that's where I wanted to go first. And then mom is like, let's try NAST. Okay, Polytechnic then.
Yeah,
there should be something. I mean, you should, obviously there are second courses that you would want to say, if this one doesn't work, and then you go for the other one.
Yeah.
So I came here. Yeah, I used to come to Venduk, but you know, you are young, and but then this time around, I had to come without my mother.
Yeah,
she sent me to my aunt's place.
Ish.
So
something new.
Yeah, something new.
Yeah.
And now you are there. You are just on the phone with your mother to say, okay, this is what happened. I did not succeed with UNAM. So what do we do now? Okay, fine. You had applied both at UNAM and Polytechnic.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Polytechnic. Let's see how far we can go. So this is just now me.
Yeah.
My mother is way far in Katima, about 1,200 kilometers. So now you have to do your things. Your aunt is telling you, my dear, you need to grow. Go and do your thing. So I went. I checked. So I checked on the list of available courses. There was this and that, Okay, then something caught my eye. There was Bachelors of English and Bachelors of Communications.
Interesting.
But I was more
skeptical, maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. But then the communication part, you know, caught my heart or my eye, if I can put it that way. I was like, I think this is the one. Mm-hmm. Okay, but then I was not too sure. And then I also told mom, I was like, okay, there are these courses. There's a Bachelors of English and a Bachelor's of Communication. So I'm not now too sure. Then mom is like, communications will do for you.
Wow.
I was like, okay. Since then, so I did the communication thing. And then here I am. I got enrolled.
Yeah.
I got my bachelor's in communications.
Wonder.
And to be honest with you, Juju, like I indicated, it's not something that I dreamt of, but I fell in love with communications. And a fun fact about me is that I'm in the communications industry, but very much reserved.
Yeah.
You find me very quiet. Somebody even once asked me to say, Pasvala, how did you end up doing communications, because Zoom, like, yeah. I mean, when I have to do my thing, yeah. I'll come out and do my thing.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, so I fell in love with communications. I did my communications, a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. And then with time, I got my job, excited. I'm in the industry. And I'm like, okay, I still need to continue. Went for my second degree. I got my honors. Mm-hmm. Still in communications. So as we speak, you know, you can never run away, or you can never do away with communications and marketing.
No.
So as we speak.
It's like husband and wife.
Husband and wife. Always together. So I was like, okay, I think I've done enough of communications. Let me also do something in marketing.
Yeah.
Because these are intertwined or complementary, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
So please, as we speak now. Mm-hmm. In a few weeks' time, Basval will be a master's holder in marketing. So
I'm coming to the party. I've officially invited myself.
Yes, please do come to me. And I'm sure this friend of mine, I'm going to mention your name, Charles Kake.
Wow.
It's like, I will bring you Oshitupa.
What is that? Oshitupa?
I think it's Herero meat, something like, because he is Herero. I'm like, okay, I also want that. So yeah, this is Basval.
So please, we mentioned it on air. Bring that Oshitupa.
Yes. So I'm actually the firstborn. We are just two from my mother's side. I'm the firstborn.
You just two?
We're just two, yeah. Aww. And my young sister.
Okay.
So my young sister and my mother are back home in Katima, and then I'm a mother. I have two kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
boys, girls,
boys, okay. Both boys. I'm a mother. I'm actually the only. I'm only the lady in that house.
Ouch! Sorry.
Yeah, I'm the only lady in that house, and I'm a wife. So yeah. My husband is also somewhere up there, you know, doing his thing. Uh-huh. So I'm here with my boys and one cousin of mine. But yeah, I think this is all about me, and above all, I am the acting manager for marketing and corporate communications from the agro marketing and trade agency. I'm done.
Okay. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. We need to go back. I wonder what your mom, because you know, a mother knows a child and their characters and everything. Yeah. I wonder why your mom said communications will do. Have you ever asked her?
No, I think because if I can also now, you know, with the course that I wanted to, like you are saying, you're actually right, because mom, you know, as parents, they can see, they can tell. They're like, in this course, I doubt you will, but maybe let's do this. I think perhaps it's just her moods, knowing me, growing up, to say, I think this area would be ideal for my child. And this, I always bring it up with, especially my sister and my kids, to say, listen, as much as we speak about, you know, parental guidance, and at times, yes, as children, we know what we want to pursue in life, but you still need that parental guidance to say, when I look at you as my child, I know in this field you would, you know, you would grow better. So maybe consider this. So we don't limit, of course, yes, you can do what you're passionate about, what you love, but also as parents, I think this is what mom also saw in me.
Yeah.
I think, cause I was, any other subjects, I struggled with mathematics. I was bad.
Yeah.
With math. Even at Polytechnic, I had to repeat that. It was basic math. But then I had to repeat it. With English, I was top out. So I think that's where mom is like, okay, because my mother is also
a teacher.
And so she gives languages. So this is now English.
Okay,
so
like, okay.
I think this
she
is where it comes.
Language.
Yeah, she teaches language. So I think this is where it comes from. And yeah, and but my father is late, so he passed on, and I was in grade 11, so this is about 18 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's late. Yeah. But
how did you deal with that though?
Yeah, I think you know, when I said I'm not gonna dwell much into why the other course that I wanted to do,
of course,
I think it was really bad, if I can put it that way, because it was sudden, untimely, unexpected.
Yeah.
It was a road crash. So,
And mom?
And
mom? Your mom?
Yeah, mom was in Katima then. So, mom and dad were not together at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, because mom was married to my dad, my sister's dad.
Okay.
Okay. So, mom was in Katima with me. Mm. And that morning when, you know, for a reason, I overslept that day. I overslept like the, cause the 2 days, 2 days before that was when the crash happened.
Yeah.
And he was in a coma for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And then I overslept, surprisingly, the day I overslept. And I just
school day?
No, it was actually waking up Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. And mom was even preparing me for that week to say, okay, let me also, cause he passed on in the north, like Otapi. Oh. So she was now preparing me to also now send me that side. So, you know, I can just
go visit dad.
Yeah, go visit dad. But unfortunately, I didn't make it. I just remember that Sunday, mom coming into my room. I just had her sitting like beside the bed by my feet. Then the first thing she told me was, my child, be strong, what I'm about to tell you. Okay. At that point, I knew. I just cried out loud. I'm like, oh, no. But yes, so she told me, no, this is what happened. Unfortunately, your dad couldn't make it, yeah. And da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, life happened.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And here we are.
But yeah, grown up, mm-hmm. God sailed us through. Amen. And yeah.
Mother of two now. Two boys.
My mother only has two, but I plan on going further. Yeah. I'm not going to stop them.
You know, I always say, ne? If it wasn't for certain situations that happened in my life, I'd probably be a mother of five, six.
Yeah, six.
Probably praying, God, may I not go to number seven?
No, really,
because my two boys follow each other, and I'm just like, and I was always scared. I don't know. I think I need to talk about this one day. Mm-hmm. You know, for some women also, you'll always be scared to say, oh my God, what if I get pregnant now? What if I, you know? Yeah, for some people, it's, mm-hmm. And it's quite...
Yeah, and also maybe
an issue is on its own.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it is. And one thing I didn't highlight, I'm going to put it out there because as much as it was a life, you were talking about life lessons here, it is something that I'm also, you know, proud of.
Uh-huh.
I'm a young mother myself, a very young mother.
Yeah.
You know, those teenage things. Mm. And so when I sit my child, I say, listen, from where we come from, at that point, had I dwelt much on my mistakes or me having fallen pregnant at a very young age, I don't think I would have, you know, came this far. And to you as my children, this is something that you need to learn to say, you should never give up. You should never give up. Pick up yourself.
Yeah.
Of course, society and other kids will be like, oh,
but eventually they stop talking
to her. This is what. I mean, look at me now today. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I love that you put it out there. Back then, you were known as, I'm sure in the community, mm-hmm. around your schoolmates, that's the girl that fell pregnant.
You know.
Now, people have forgotten that. They only know you as the manager, corporate communications. That's all they know. Or they label you with your car name. That's it. Madame who
passed Balabal.
Or others and the husband.
You know.
So I tend to realize sometimes we dwell on the mistakes for too long when you really should be moving. Exactly. People have long forgotten.
Exactly.
And you learn from it as well.
Oh, I did.
You might not have been maybe as hardworking or as putting yourself out there if you had not gotten those babies early. You know how they say all things work together for good, right? And sometimes we tend to work harder when your babies are there. You know, when you feel like tired, you feel like, say, telling your boss, I'm tired. I'm not coming in anymore. And then you remember, okay.
You just have to. Please, let's just do this.
We have these babies looking out to us. Interesting. Oh, no, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's go back to talking about communications and marketing. I think for some reason I have deduced that most people, it's only few people who know that, hey, you know what? I'm outspoken. Mm-hmm. I can do well in communications. Mm-hmm. I think I should pursue this.
Mm-hmm.
Many others take time
mm-hmm.
and you get them getting compliments from people. Oh, I love the way you speak. Oh, God, thank you. And it ends there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on and pursue something else. And then they later realize, I don't like this. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, how do we maybe help those around us, maybe even the young ones,
mm-hmm.
you know, back then you doing communications and marketing, it's like, what
is that?
What happened to engineering and medicine and all other stuff? Why do you want to do this one?
And you know what, Juju, with our time, because we were the second intake at Polytech.
For that course.
Okay. The first intake was 2009 and we were the second one. I started 2010. So we were the second intake. And surprisingly, even government itself was not, they were not funding communications. So mom had to pay from her pocket.
You see?
So it was a thing of, what is communication? We're looking at priority courses.
Exactly.
It's medicine. It's this, it's that. I'm like, okay. I remember us even doing demonstrations and to say, please, we also need to be part of this.
Really?
But, it requires only, yes, but it's only, with time I can, we can also now say, okay, fine. We fought for this. We did those demonstrations. At least now the younger generations are, benefiting from that. But back then, communications was not funded. Mom had to pay from her pockets just so that I can finish, with my course.
Yeah.
But like you asked, Ne, I think it's more of, understanding, exposure.
Mm.
You know, I mentioned that I have a sister that is actually, I think I spoke mostly about my mom's side. You know, you always have, it's mom. And
Yes.
So on my father's side, we are 10.
Okay. Please, girl. You guys are 10.
I'm the fourth one.
I think we are close to 20 from my dad's side.
Yeah.
So 10 is reasonable.
Yeah. No, I'm the fourth one. And there's one, the one that actually, follows me.
Yeah.
That girl is outspoken. Like, you can literally, I asked her, cause she did one course with UNAM.
Yeah.
I asked her to say, am I allowed to call her name Tracy? I'm like, why didn't you pursue this course? Cause when I look at you, what you do, she also said she's a musician, she's an artist.
Uh-huh.
You are very good. Even when she does her things, I'm like, I think you should have considered this course as opposed to what you did.
Yeah.
Cause, but
she doesn't really like it.
No, she actually loves it. I think maybe she, with time, maybe she will, cause now she's just doing something, I think different.
Okay.
Or her work line is far from, communications and marketing.
Okay.
But I know perhaps with time, maybe she might, consider.
Take it on.
Yeah, take it on. And, and I think it's mostly just, understanding and, exposure.
Yeah.
And if I can also mention this, outside my work, I also run a company with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2022 or 2023, somewhere there, we held an education and career fair in Zambezi region.
Mm.
So through that, our company.
Yeah.
This was in collaboration now with the Ministry of Education.
Yes.
So the whole idea was, like you said, because going back home, it was you are either it's either medicine, nursing, or teaching. So we thought that, no, there's so much in the market. These people, it's just that they don't understand, or they do not know what is it that I can, pursue.
Yeah.
So you need to just bring that knowledge to them. So we successfully held that career fair in the Zambezi region, where we invited different educational institutions. And then the kids were,
inspired.
They were inspired. And yeah.
That's nice.
Mm.
Yeah, I think we need to do more really in terms of exposure.
Exactly.
Especially in the area of communications and
exactly,
marketing.
Exactly.
Because nowadays, I mean, businesses are talking about marketing, talking about communications.
I don't think there's any institution that does not have a marketing or communications officer.
Exactly.
This is the main thing.
You
should have that someone. Otherwise, nobody will speak for you.
And nobody will know you.
They will not know you.
They will know your services. They will know your products.
Yeah.
And you need somebody who understands.
Who understands, yes. Exactly.
What it is all about.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, really.
Okay.
Marketing and communications has also always been on my heart. It's something... It's something that I don't know, sometimes it just flows.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. Interestingly, just the other day, I realized there are so many different sides to marketing and communications, just like sort of like it blends in media technology as well.
Yeah.
And there are so many different aspects. Interestingly, somebody asked me if I could make a short video for a certain society for them.
Mm-hmm.
So then I quickly just said, yes, sure. Because, okay, I know I can ask questions.
Yeah.
But then later when I was thinking about it, I was like, no, this involves also having to cut and make a video and do this. And I'm like, that's not my area of
expertise. It's not my area.
So I had to get back to this person. I'm like, why don't you reach out to the other person? Yeah. Because I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
So you see, as much as I play my role in terms of communication and whatnot, there's this angle that I don't know. And there's many other angles as well.
Exactly.
What about design?
Designs.
What about,
yes.
It's just so many faces.
Yeah.
And it's the in thing now. And I think at this point, a lot of young people need to understand what's relevant in the market as opposed to just I'm passionate about this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love how you say that you didn't dream about it, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, it's just so befitting. Mm. I don't know if you can imagine yourself doing something.
I don't envision myself doing or being. I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah. Besides this, what else would I be doing? I'm like, I think this was the right decision. That was what was made. And now that you're even bringing up the aspect, you know, with marketing and communications, ne? Mm-hmm. Like you are, it just exposes you to a lot of different sectors or aspects of education, if I can put it that way.
You're right.
Now, tell me, if you are a communications officer or you are a marketing, obviously there are other these companies that you would do a bit of IT here. Mm. You know, you need to, if it's about websites, you need to manage your website. Yes. It's the content management. It's this. If it's you promoting your services and products, it's the designing. And so it just exposes you to say, okay, you even get interest. Okay, fine. Let me not limit myself to this. And then you go out. And this is also what even led me to doing my short course in graphic designing. Uh-huh. So it's just a lot, man. You just get exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just you. Say I decide today that, okay, if I also reach that age, I'm old, I need to be somewhere. I can literally be on my own. I'll be calling Eagle FM. I'll be like, hey, please bring your designs and let me, while in my comfort. So it's actually knowing what to do and, you know.
Exactly. Mm. You did a short course in graphic design?
Yeah, I did a short course in graphic design. My dear, with NAS. I'm very loyal to NAS. NAS did their marketing very well. I'm very loyal to NAS. I'm a product of NAS. Yeah, so I did my degree, honors, my master's, my short. I'm like, okay, maybe now I need also to look.
No. But there's nothing wrong with staying with one particular university.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as long as it's a well-known institute. No,
also, because it gives you what you want,
and also it makes it easier for you because you remember. You navigated already, perhaps, how their online deals with. Mm-hmm. Now you move to another university.
It's a struggle. How do I even go about this?
Interesting. So, you know, one thing about, I noticed about NAST, they always have these short courses. And some of them, they're not quite expensive, you know? Mm-hmm. And then some of them also, they are, it's probably less than a week or so, or 4 days or something like that.
But this one was a 3 months course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was because it was in detail. This is where you had to do web development and graphic designing, you know, those things. So it was in depth.
Nice. Mm. And it's also, I think, a nice way to send companies to send their people.
Exactly.
As opposed to, you know, sometimes, as opposed to hiring a completely new person and having to pay them, let's say, this sort of money every single month.
Yeah.
Why not upgrade the expertise of the next person? As long as, I think, if you know that this person is grounded and they are with us for quite some time, hey, we want to send you on the short course.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Then it also boosts up the company. You know, I usually like to talk about, sometimes I like to talk about how we do things here at Eagle FM.
Mm-hmm.
We have everyone for this, you know. Mm-hmm. We have the graphic designer.
Yeah, yeah.
We have, what do you call this? You see now the words. Okay. we production is not going to do the word, you know. Mm-hmm. They deal with production. They deal with putting up a podcast out there. Mm-hmm. You know, if you need perhaps a timestamp on something, they cut it out for you. There's those ones that deal, you know, with audition, which I've also learned a bit of it, you know. I've come to realize a company functions well when it has structures.
Yeah.
It has, this one is the marketing officer.
Exactly.
Trying to get the business out there. And then this one is the graphic designer. This one is the what? Although sometimes a company also then has one person doing a lot, which is still okay. But the point is we are doing something.
Yeah. You actually just reminded me of something.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the event that we just recently attended.
The MTC
Indaba? The MTC marketing, branding and marketing Indaba.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody also mentioned to say perhaps you are failing because of your structures. But thing is,
true.
Yeah, because you are limiting, like you are saying. Mm-hmm. So you need to expand this. you need to expand this, and exactly what you're saying is correct. So you need to have your designer, you need to have your marketer, you know, your sales representatives, you have your communicator, you have this, as opposed to now having to have this in just one individual that gets to, you know, there was also that other speaker also said to say, mentioned that, I think it was Josie. Imagine like there's a situation or a crisis within your institution, your company, and you are leaving this to just your for your communications person to do all the talking, to do all the what, all the So you bringing the CEO, you know, it just gives that confidence. The public is, oh, okay, so the CEO is also aware. This is what the CEO have said. And, you know, just also the public now has confidence in you as an institute, as opposed to just leaving. So like you said, it's correct. You need to, you know, expand this to say, okay, fine. We are investing in this because this is what we want. So they say when you invest more, you also get more.
Exactly. Yeah. Structure.
Structure is very important.
Very important. Mm. Every company should have a structure. Mm-hmm. Some time ago, a particular a friend of mine, he was working at the Ministry of International Relations.
Okay.
He's now in America as an ambassador, sort of like that. So he was actually impressed with the way every time I put out my poster out there for my show. And then he was like, who gets to make your posters? Like, he thought maybe I pay somebody.
to make the do posters.
I'm like, no, our company has catered for that.
Yeah.
So
no, that's good.
They've catered for that. It's a way of a marketing.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Let the people be reminded of what you people offer on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing actually, Pasval, that I've also come to realize, a lot of companies are very, let me use the word dormant.
Okay.
In terms of putting their services and their products out there, which is already a problem, you know. if people can't buy what they don't know. They can't also reach out for services that they don't know that
you do offer.
You know, so it's also very necessary for companies to put themselves out
there. We definitely need to put ourselves out there. We really need to put ourselves there. So it's the only way for people will come through. Because if you are selling your services, you are making a way, but you are creating awareness, if I can put it that way. It's the only way they will come through. And this is done through communications and marketing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to AMTA. Let's come back to AMTA. So in terms of AMTA, first tell us what somebody might be hearing this for the first time. They might just know that, oh, that other company. Tell them what you guys do.
Okay.
And
Okay. So, we are the agro marketing and trade agency. AMTA in short, not NAMTA, not ANTA, but it's AMTA.
Yeah.
AMTA. Yes. Cause we've heard this. I think we should also run a campaign on that to say, please pronounce AMTA, not ANTA or NAMTA. Okay.
Yeah.
So we are, a government agency under the Ministry of Agriculture. So AMTA was established in 2013, way back sometime. I think we're only 12, 13 years. Yeah, 12.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were established as a specialized agency under the Ministry of Agriculture then. Now we call it Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform.
Yeah.
So there's now the aspect of fisheries in it. And So the whole idea of AMTA's establishment was just to, you know, to bridge the gap between producers and consumers, such that AMTA gets to assist these farmers have access to markets in terms of the products that are being produced locally. So how do we get to do this? So AMTA is managing National Strategic Food Reserves and Fresh Produce Business Hubs on behalf of government.
Okay.
So we do have 5 of them countrywide. We have in Katimamlo. These are now the National Strategic Food Reserves, the ones that are commonly known as silos. Mm. Yeah, so we do have in Katimamlo, we have in Rundu, we have in Okongo, Tandi and Omthia. So with these reserves, it takes about 22,900 metric tons in terms of storage or holding capacity, if I can put it that way.
Okay.
So what happens in this is that through these silos, we get to buy grain products, the maize, white maize, as well as pearl millet, which is commonly known as mahangu. Back then, we just used to buy reserve and only release in times of need, like in situation where we find ourselves now, the floods, the drought, you know, it could be drought, it could be floods, you know, if there's a situation in the country, then we release now through the office of the prime minister. They will just indicate to us, okay, fine, these are the communities that are in need of that grain that is reserved,
almost like a Joseph Farrell thing. You know, that's what's coming to my mind.
Yeah, so this is now how we will do that. But over time, we realize, you know, we are speaking about sustainability and all that. So we also changed our model of operations that we also, because even the grain that would reserve, we never use, we just release it as grain product, right? As grain itself. So now we said, okay, fine. We also need now to be adding value to this. This is where the agro processing and value addition comes in. So we established or opened a milling facility, which is in the Kavango West region at Katutu settlement. So of the grain that we buy from our local farmers, we mill. So it's no longer a thing of us releasing to other millers. Now we get to mill ourselves. If, say, the office of the prime minister indicates that, okay, AMTA, you need to supply this how much to Zambezi regions because of then we just mill. And then we supply. If it's school feeding programs through the Ministry of Education, we also supply through that.
Okay.
So this is now in terms of grain. Now, in terms of fresh produce business hubs, we only have, unfortunately, we only have three of them countrywide. We have the two biggest one is in Rundu and Ongwediva. And then the smallest hub here in Windhoek, where our head office is also. So with the fresh produce business hubs, this is where we just get to market and trade our fresh products. So we also buy from the local farmers. And of course, yeah, because we need to keep our businesses running, there are products that are not produced locally, more especially fruits. So through this, we get now to get buy from neighboring countries, and then we supply.
And then you supply to the local people.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So what happens is our market is diverse, if I can put it that way.
Okay.
It's also open for walk-in clients. I think this is one thing we should bring up because most of the communities or the Namibian people think that we only sell in bulk. It is open to the public. You can always walk into our – it's a shop, actually. So you walk in here at Windhoek, you buy your fruits, your – vegetables, your maize, the maize meal that we mill, it's also available. You know, the local products, even the sunflower that is produced, because we have different farmers that we've also entered into contracts with. They supply us, it's your eggs, it's, you know, all those products. So
this
it's a
good.
Shop. Yes, it is a shop. We're not just limited to supplying bigger companies or bigger institutions. So this is, I just thought that I need to bring it out because many people think that, it's only in bulk or they
I
can't go there. Yeah. And also one thing that I need to bring out here is that, you know, back in the days in terms of the fresh produce business hubs before AMTA used to trade was that, and this is one thing that we are also proud of because we've turned around the strategy, is that we were using, agents, such that if you are a farmer, Juju, you bring your products to AMTA. You bringing your products means that if we do not get a buyer, or there is no market, means that you have lost your produce.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So we later then thought this is not business sense. Also, you know, with our farmers, and so we said, okay, fine, let's change the strategy. As opposed to us now, farmers bringing their products, put them on the shelves. If they're not bought, it's a farmer's loss. Then we've turned it around to say, okay, fine, we will look for the farmers, because the whole idea is for AMTA now to get a market for these products, right? So now we buy directly to farmers. You bring your products, we are happy, we pay you, we look for the market. And also on that is that you know, also I think it will also link to our discussion further, is that what we advise usually is that as a producer, we should always, if you intend or you know that you are going to you would want your products to be marketed through AMTA, mm-hmm. is that from the production stage, AMTA should be made aware of.
Oh.
Because it's a partnership. Yes. It's a relationship. Yeah. We should also be in the know that when Juju's products are ready, these are our products. They are earmarked for AMTA.
I see.
So as opposed to, okay, Juju has produced.
And then the
last minute, there is no market. So what do we do? Now we run around, we struggle. Okay, maybe this one is able to take up. This one is able to. And this is what we sometimes face or find ourselves in, because you find that with producers also, they will end up having produced similar products at the same time. Then it floods the market. What happens now if AMTA is unable to absorb everything? It goes
then
to
it's
waste.
A loss.
It's a loss.
Man. Yes. So. I like this. I like this.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm cutting you now.
Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Let's go. I mean, we are here.
Quite interesting. I love it. You know, sometimes, we're here, we're talking. No, I think we should do this and do this. Little do we know that some things are already being done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, in that aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in terms of now local producers,
mm-hmm.
two questions.
Yes.
First, local producers, what's the maybe the percent, not necessarily percentage, just what, how many young people do you think? A lot of young people are also taking their part, mm-hmm. in fresh produce,
mm-hmm.
and coming to AMTA to say, hey, I need, mm-hmm. you guys to buy this or look for me a market, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, how are you guys also helping them? Because I like the idea of we want to be involved from the beginning, because mm-hmm. I think I took it from this understanding to see, because I'm going to be selling this. This is going to be now my product.
Mm-hmm.
I need to kind of like trust the process that had been going, that it went through. Mm-hmm. How do you then also help them,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that they produce
not just
quantity, but quality as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, of course the interest is there also from the young upcoming farmers,
uh-huh.
if I can I can put it that way. I remember in our 2021 roadshow campaign where we ran to visit all the regions just to get an understanding and identify which areas have potential. So, and one thing maybe I didn't mention is that with farmers to do business with AMTA,
mm-hmm.
the first step is that you need to be a registered farmer, because we want to know that we are actually promoting our locals.
Okay.
So the registration is through the regulators, which is the Namibian Agronomic Board.
Okay.
Yeah, so all farmers need to be registered with the Namibian Agronomic Board. And also it's through that we can also have assurance that, okay, fine. Yeah, these are our people. So from that, also you become part of the database. And also through that database, AMTA has, engaged quite many of the young farmers or upcoming farmers,
mm-hmm.
If I can put it that way. So I was talking about the roadshow campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 2021, when we did the roadshow campaign, we had identified that Omaheke region is mostly known for beef farming, or if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
But then through that campaign, we also found that there is actually a potential in the Omaheke region. It's not just the beef or the meat that is known for it. And we ended up having a distribution center,
mm-hmm.
in the Omaheke region. But unfortunately, it didn't thrive further, but we'll not discuss that.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So of the farmers that we engaged in that region, there was one family that was, very keen, they would supply us.
Mm.
And you would be surprised that the person that was leading that farm was a very young lady, very young. So you can see that young people are also interested in farming. And also, there's one that I would make reference to that we also recently engaged one farmer from the Oshikoto region, Tumeb, Tinsabes area.
Mm-hmm.
He's also he's doing very good when it comes to this
production. I don't feel like I know him.
I don't know, but maybe you
remember his name.
You do. I'll have to confirm. Yeah, but he is also, he finds himself in the,
he's a producer of maize. he produces
maize? Mostly it's fresh produce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mostly it's fresh produce.
Okay.
So there is really, potential within the young Namibians, and the interest is there, potential as equally there is. So now when it comes to AMTA's role in terms of assisting these farmers to say, them producing products that are required or what is in demand. So within our structure, we spoke about structure earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have my divisions. AMTA, we do not offer trainings directly.
Okay.
But what we can do through the division that is established within AMTA's structures is that there is a division that is responsible in terms of giving technical support.
Okay.
So what I mean with technical support is that if you are intending on producing and you are not too sure what is in the market, if I produce this, what is in demand, how do I go about this? So this is their responsibility. So these people will advise you.
Okay.
They will even tell you to say, okay, fine, if it's tomatoes that you would want, perhaps consider this type of seed, this type of, those things. So there's, that division is there and is responsible for that. Additionally, is that...
Free?
Yeah, of course. This is just us coming to you, you coming to them, then they will just give you advice. So it's free of charge.
Interesting.
And also, additionally to that is that as much as we do not offer trainings, AMTA can always now collaborate with trainers within the industry. Say we have identified a community or a group of people that are interested in this. So trainings and all that, they are mostly done through the Ministry of Agriculture as well as the Namibian Agronomic Board and all that. So AMTA can always collaborate with these different stakeholders to say, okay, fine, we have this community, they are interested, they would want to know A, B, C, D and that. So they come through and then they are offered such training. So it's just to give them an idea and understanding. We also had one engagement, I think a month ago, was it February, if I'm not mistaken, just here at Groot-Oob. So Ministry of Education had their engagements going, and then it was identified that, no, there is a need of somebody from AMTA just to share this knowledge with these people because they are also interested in growing products. And AMTA was also part of that
Interesting.
Engagement.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
was
love
also
that.
Part of that. So we went with the Ministry of Education.
Yeah.
We did our thing. And then, so after that, you've also even built a relationship because you can see that these farmers, they really want to, they want, okay, fine, AMTA, we also want to do this, want to be part of this. So this division is specifically, responsibly for just advising,
educating
and and with me also not being that technical person, but with the little that I know as a communicator, as a marketer, we get to share this. But one thing that really I can tell you is that as farmers or as young or upcoming farmers, they need to know. They need to know what is in the market.
Exactly.
They need to understand to say what is it. And also I think this is also with the existing or the already established farmers also is the idea of having, cropping calendars. It's very easy, easier you as a producer to say, you know what to produce when and ABCD, as opposed to us now finding ourselves having a lot of products that are going to waste. It's this, it's that. So when you have established that, it makes much easier to say, okay, fine, maybe this season we are into this, and then I'll have to just switch it up in terms of. So it's a whole thing of just knowing what is it that is needed in the market or what is in demand. How do I go about it? And this is where the aspect of market comes in, marketing comes in. Mm-hmm. So you need to do your market research. Just find out. Go out there. Don't limit yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you get to do your research properly, you will be able to succeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Mm.
You know what? I identify that you guys are not helping only at individual level, but also at community level.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Because if I can also just come in, when I spoke about the Omaheke, the Hobabas distribution center, the thing of people coming together is that AMTA is established also in such a way that, because I indicated that we only have three hubs This is now in terms of fresh produce.
Yeah.
But what we tell farmers is that this should not be a barrier or a limiting factor as a producer, mm-hmm. because AMTA is established. We do have logistic facilities to say that even if you find yourself deep in the south, mm-hmm. whether it's in Kunene, whether mm-hmm. it's where, we will come to you, provided we have the products that we are going to get.
Yeah.
So this is when our communities comes in to say, okay, fine. We have these farmers in Kunene or in Opuo, if I can put it that way. Mm-hmm. But as opposed to AMTA carrying a whole 5-ton truck or a 10-ton truck just for a crate of tomatoes, mm-hmm. it will not make business sense. Mm-hmm. So farmers can always come together. Juju has tomatoes, mm-hmm. Basval has carrots, Huhu has what. So that these are now cooperative, we call them cooperatives. So you work together collectively as a community, that even if now we are to invite AMTA has to come and go, it also makes business sense for AMTA in the end. So when we come, it's products of quantity mm-hmm. and quality. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I mentioned this. I think you had also mentioned the something of quality, but I think I also had to say we also have representatives that does
testing sort of.
It's testing, and just ensuring that we are compliant. So the standards of the products. So we have such individuals also, because you will see that even when they are delivering the products. We have also colleagues from the Namibian Agronomic Board, right? So even when they are delivering the products, we'll have to ascertain ourselves that this is the quality of the product that we had agreed upon. So if it's from the beginning, like I said, there is no room for diversion to say in the end you are bringing us something else, we are not happy with the quality, and we wouldn't want to have these situations of now rejecting products,
referring after them you back came and, all you know, this
after
way.
You brought them all the way. So, yeah.
Interesting. I now remember where I actually saw you first.
Where did you see
the Government Information Sharing Center?
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see.
It came in my mind. I was in my mind, I'm sure Government Information Sharing Center want to still pass the copy. And then I was like, oh, wait, they have to use them.
I see. Oh, okay. All right.
But oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, really, as you're speaking, I'm just impressed. And I'm like, this is what the community needs to know.
Yeah.
This is what the Namibian people need to know. And I guess this is why we have platforms such as Eagle FM.
Exactly.
To really tell the people what is out there.
Yeah.
Imagine how many people want to go into farming, mm-hmm. or perhaps are into farming, but mm-hmm. they don't know. Where to now? Okay, I'm about to harvest my butternuts.
Yeah.
Where to now?
Exactly. Where do I go from here?
Mm.
Yeah. No. Actually, we are appreciative of platforms like this, and we in marketing and communications we speak of relationships, and I think from here, Juju, we need to sign up something,
over coffee, over a nice coffee on you,
so that we take this thing out
on you. The bill is on you.
Everything. Exactly. Yeah.
No, really, things like this are necessary.
Yeah.
Because, look, I think, not even I think, mm-hmm. it goes beyond us having the conversation.
Mm.
This is, I mean, something that is going, that is nationwide, worldwide. You know, Eagle FM is being listened to in the diaspora and whatnot. And it's them getting the information, and somebody in the diaspora calling their cousin who is a farmer, say, did you know that AMTA does this? I had it on Eagle FM. You know, and it brings us back to the MTC branding and marketing in Durban, you know. Before I would read news about South Africa, something in Durban, you know, and now it's brought home right here. And if we're gonna, I came to notice something, right? When you're talking about a company that you perhaps work for right here in the land of the brave, it just makes up that company is like a drop in the ocean. Bring all those companies together. All of them collectively have a potential to draw investors to Namibia.
Exactly.
Just because of that, which you are doing. And if you're playing your part right there at Eagle FM, you're playing your part right there at AMTA, that's collectively drawing people to come and invest in your company. So indirectly, we all play a part.
Exactly. No, we do.
And that's marketing.
Do. Yeah, that's marketing. That's marketing. You know, the last gentleman, I think he is from Zambia.
Yeah.
Yeah, just there at the Indaba. He also mentioned something in that line to say, because we are driving the Namibian narrative here. You know, we're talking about young Namibians, you know, growing agriculture or farming. And he said that Namibia is a hidden gem. You know, we need to break that shell so that we go out there. Like you are saying correctly, somebody from wherever they are listening to. And then they will know. Because what we want to achieve in the end is that we would want to strengthen this sector, become a food secure Namibia. So if these our Namibian farmers are producing, however, we do not know how do we go about taking the products away. And, you know, if this information is taken out there, it's marketed, you know, they are also bringing themselves out there.
Yeah.
We will then eventually grow because we are no longer limited to ourselves. If statistics, of course, indicates that we get from outside, obviously that indicates that there is a demand.
Yes.
So we need to also upskill ourselves to say, okay, fine, let us grow. And us doing that is collectively. We grow, AMTA comes in, or whichever sector or industry, you know, our stakeholder, then we also say, okay, fine, I think we've done our part locally. How do we then go beyond the Namibian borders?
Oh, I love that. Yes. I love that. First of all, I'm so glad you're here with me. Anyway, let's pause here now for a commercial break and a musical break. Please stay tuned. And if you're listening, and obviously I know the conversation is very beautiful, especially for somebody who is into agriculture, you know, please do tell a friend to tune into Life Lessons right now on Eagle FM. Download the app and be able to listen and follow the conversation. Let's pause here now. We'll be back shortly.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events. And
Ega meno jomau yerere koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsa kazi wa pau teknika, oliriwa omkundu wa upsa kazi wa paliko, no hashivuro oku ya moshi para uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshi ni momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition umvoma wa vigaji miongo mbali na hamano. Iikondo e pangero mahangano wa pau mwene, uministeri we pangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu isanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete. Tekero esikwa mirongo mbali na gali sikwa mbali na ganega apiriri mwa vigali mirongo mbali na hamano ekharoko Arembush Travel Lodge movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba ano saiba hejin kene una okuironge kidhira omashongo koko marungura no marongo kekopope ko jerongizo jo marungura na iru inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu uma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompi ito yom tugumwe awedhu wapo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba wotungoka otakukakara o VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapura apuro kwa tasa na nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tuyatano omgoigeali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Efiloshisho otali kulandula kona ave wayuka. Ekwashili palekolo maruendo paiwano kupitila mo NHP. O atupa teleko mesho ekwashili palekolo asfika mafio pedola emiliona omlongo da Namibia. Moshi yoshe tukeshe kuyanja omakwafo unamiti enashane filo shisholo pa ulumo mumbu. Kwa avoveli ponje yoshilongo, shijoshi topo rwasho ijo yetu, tashiningwa inapawe banando ishoshe layash. Opo umone ya kulolo polis mwule ominute disyona elela, lishangifako nhp.com.na omanga ino ya moruendo. Ponjeo Shilong. E mangono malandula fano, ododino kulandurwa. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Political or traditional and church events. And basically any.
When the night has come, when the night has come and the land is dark. When the night has come, when the night has come and the land is dark. And the moon is the only light. And the moon is the only light. And the moon is the only light. We will see.
When the night,
when the night has come,
has come.
When the night has come.
And the land is dark.
And the moon
is the only light we'll see.
No,
I won't
be afraid.
No,
I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid.
Just as long
as you stay.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
Broken-hearted people living.
let it be.
And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Oh, let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
And we are back. Like I told you, this is Life Lessons. Now, you know, when we're talking about life lessons, talking about all different aspects about life, be it agriculture, relationships, marriages, what now? Economics, whatever, everything, finances, everything included. And you know, this show is always here. Always there every Saturday from 1900 hours to 2100 hours. So if you're tuning in today for the first time, well, thank you. Please do tune in always and don't miss a moment with us. Now, remember, you can listen to us by downloading the Eagle FM app. If you are even in the diaspora, please make use of the Eagle FM app. And if you are interested in going through this conversation again, perhaps you missed that one particular aspect that you found very interesting and very important for your company, for your business. As a farmer, probably you're doing fresh produce, or perhaps for somebody that you know is into fresh produce, please do head over to our podcast session right under, right after you have downloaded the Eagle FM app. Nonetheless, we're getting back into the rhythm of the conversation. We're talking about marketing, agriculture and marketing. And I think my guest really served the purpose of the title. Yeah, because I don't want anyone to walk away and be like, I don't know where to go.
Where do I go?
I don't want to meet a farmer out there and then they tell me, you know what, I'm doing this happy, but I don't know where to go. Do you listen to Eagle FM? What we were telling you the other day. Anyway, my guest, Pasva Elijah, is here to break down all those and give us direction exactly as to where to go. Now, Pasval, of course, we were still talking about the MTC branding and marketing in Damba. I want to find out. I kind of wanted to ask, but then I do you know where the name comes from? Because even in South Africa, in Damba,
It's relatable to us. Like it's actually kind of the same synonym. Because even in my language, I speak Subia at home.
Okay,
and then how we also say indaba. So it's the same. What it means is more like what we are doing now. Engagements, discussion, conversations. Yeah. So it means the same. Okay. In my language also we say indaba. So I think that's really, so what MTC did was, you know, because we were talking about branding and marketing. So it's like, okay, let's bring a conversation around branding and marketing. So literally,
literally,
it's just discussions around or conversations, you know, knowledge, skills around branding,
networking
around marketing and, branding and marketing.
And this is so necessary.
Mm-hmm. No, it is really. It is. Because I remember also once attending agriculture in Daba in South Africa. And then when I saw last year, because I missed last year's edition, the first one, the MTC one.
Yeah.
And I was like, come next year. There's no way. And I can tell you that I've learned so much. This was actually, you know, they say you never, you learn every day. You don't know it all.
Yeah.
So it is a process. Each and every time you get to know, oh, okay. So I was not doing this. I also need now to also, you know, just grow in this area in ABCD. But this platform was really, really, really the one to say it also assisted me in being the eye opener.
Yeah.
How do I also move from here? And, you know, and you remember, I don't know if you attended the first day where even the.
I just checked.
Okay.
Online.
Where the Deputy Minister of Education, Honorable Dino Baloti, highlighted to say, this water that we are drinking here, is it, because we are talking about Namibian narrative. Is it Namibian? I was like, yes. From here, I'm also going to engage MTC. Why? Come next year, we should have our Amta water there because this is a local product. We need to, And this is where now the issues of marketing and communications and branding comes in. We need to take ourselves or bring ourselves out there. So I was like, yes, you've touched where it was most important. Then you look at, you know, even the food when you are eating there, you should know that you are eating a Namibian product, Namibian produce. You know, it just gives you that confidence, you know, feeling this, okay, fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm proud to be Namibian. Yeah. I'm consuming what is being produced, you know, locally.
And you find some leaders who are deliberate about that, about supporting locals.
Of course.
You know, I know there was a story in the on social media, and I think in the paper the other time about Minister of Justice and Labor Relations, Wais Emmanuel, how he went to support. He went with his colleagues to
Kapana.
And I think also Namura also did it at one time.
Yeah, yeah,
There was a time I went to his office, and that day he had actually visitors, or they were having an engagement, and they went to buy I don't want a chicken.
Not Ayas, please, please don't go there. Let's say marathon chicken also. Yes, I'll say I will bring my own from the other side.
You know, there's a time I put it up on my status and someone said, well, I know where they sell chicken, but I don't know where they sell bamboo chicken. That one I thought.
Oh, wow. Yes, please. Not bamboo chicken.
Bamboos like to put everything to them. Kapana spice.
Even Kapana spice now, bamboo spice. I'm like, okay.
Why don't you say mahangu bamboo or something like bamboo mahangu or something? Why can't we just produce our own things and stop making people's things our own? I remember he bought a marathon chicken and pap for the people, which literally is promoting
local consumption.
Yeah,
it is promoting local consumption.
Imagine going to the MTC in Dabba and they are serving you Kapana.
Hey, I was actually checking out their page, MTC now.
Yeah.
I realized that at some point they took the guests, the speakers, they were taken for Kapana. And one comment from the gentleman was like, the lady was like, I don't know why they're only bringing us here today, because we should have came here the very first day that we started. And the other gentleman is like, you know, even the Indaba itself, we should have brought it here. So, you know, you can just see that even the visitors, you know, they are just feeling that African thing. This is a home, you know. So it's the same as if we are to be served Kapana there, you have saved your marathon chicken, or you know, just your product, you will feel a part of that the whole you know, engagement. So
imagine going to South Africa and then or just anyway, and all they are serving you is macaroni salad and potato salad.
I will not go a week without eating my pap. I can't.
Let me eat something from here. Let me say, I don't like this, but at least I know the experience of it's this South African food. Let me say, I like this, you know, but because from experience, not just go there, eat potato salad, which I'm already used to at home.
Yeah.
So that's really about. That's really,
you know,
practically doing marketing of our own product.
Exactly.
Which is so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe next year is going to be definitely bigger and better.
And better.
But I also did think in my mind, imagine if we can do an agriculture in Daba.
Yeah. No, you are right. That would.
Yeah. That would be nice. Yeah,
that would be nice.
AMTA, we have Agro.
NAB, Namibian Agronomic Board, it's the ministry, you know, just, no, that's actually a good thought.
This might be, so when you are they putting it down.
Yeah, we need to. It's true.
Yeah, no, really.
Yeah, no, I'll actually take it up with my bosses. This is actually a good one. But I saw in Zambezi region, they had something small. I think it was also Youth in Agriculture in Daba, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, I think if not early this year, it was late last year, but I think it's early this year.
Okay.
They had some discussion around that agriculture, youth in Daba, something like that. They had it in Zambia. So if we get to make it bigger,
yes,
bringing a lot of these young people, different stakeholders, just to have, you know, discussions around this.
Yeah.
How do, because we're talking about this food secure country, but how do we get there
when we're not having
these
engagements and bringing the people together. No, really, Paswa,
You
need to put it into work.
No, that's actually a good one.
And talk about the lady that you're talking about, the young lady who was handling the farm in Omaheke. Imagine bringing her on stage to encourage other young ladies. Because, you know, we always look at marketing and think men.
Mm-hmm.
But women are also doing their part. Yeah,
oh, of course. Because even with her experience, and also just to say what actually led her into agriculture. I was actually going through when you sent me, or you indicated that topic of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, when we're speaking about monetizing agriculture, I think we also need to change the mindset in terms of it not just being farming, like you just go grow your things, you are done. It should be a business. You should be able to know that I'm investing in this as my legacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm growing this as my business legacy to say, okay, fine, as much as I'm producing, it should be a continuity thing, sustainable thing, you know, so that eventually it also contributes on a larger scale to the Namibian economy.
Yeah.
So as a farmer, you should not just be limited to say, okay, I'm growing, I'm done. Also, when you're not marketing yourself, or us, we do not know your products, it means that you will grow your products. In the end, you have your products going to waste. And also, if I can just touch on that one, going to back to AMTA.
Yeah.
Free marketing here is that, remember, we've had cases or issues around post-harvest losses where products are going to waste and all that. This is where I was telling you about the issues of having cropping calendars, producing what is in demand and all. And if you've done your research and you knowing what is it, so it's actually more like a supply and demand, you know most.
Yeah.
Is that AMTA also came up with the aspect of value addition on the fresh produce.
Yeah.
What happens here is that, as opposed to what we are currently doing, that if you are producing tomatoes, we buy the tomatoes as they are, sell them as they are. We're like, no, I mean, we're talking about value addition. You know that value chain process. Let's add value to this because a lot of people can grow these tomatoes, but why are we giving them away as is?
Yeah.
So it's more like there isn't much value in terms of that product. So what AMTA did is that we did a piloting.
Okay.
So we identified a few prototypes. So we have products like tomatoes. We also have beans. Beans are also being produced in abundance, but they don't have a market. We also have the melons. So what we are doing is that on the tomatoes, we come up with a tomato paste and a tomato sauce. On beans, we bottle them. You see, like your canned beans.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we have those.
Yeah, yeah. The
Namibian ones.
Yeah, the ones that AMTA had identified. So these are prototypes. Soon as they are ready. Last year we did I think this is when I also need to come up.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should be doing these projects together.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we did at all our engagements and exhibitions platforms, we ran a testing of these products. So those are cowpeas, the beans now. We can them. We bottle them. So you can eat them with your rice, with your pasta.
Yeah.
You know, like
not immediately, even after.
Hey, exactly. And also now from melons, we come up with jam. Yes, this jam, and the potatoes, the vegetables, we also get now to dice and freeze them, because we have also identified that there is a market. Like this, it means that as a farmer, you are producing, you are supplying to AMDA. Your market is secured. And also AMDA is not just selling it as is.
No.
We have now added value to the products, and also our market has what? Has expanded in a way.
Mm.
Because you look at the fishing industry, what do they consume? Mostly is canned, bottled.
Yes.
You know, those preserved long life food products. So if you identify that, okay, fine, as opposed now to this fishing industry who are always 3 months on sea, ABCD, they are getting products from elsewhere. This is where we need to penetrate as Namibian. Like that, you have also uplifted that farmer, that young farmer who is out there to say, okay, yours is to produce. The rest AMTA will take up.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And there, the conversations which I often hear the president talk about,
mm-hmm.
value addition.
Value addition.
My dear. Oh, goodness. I think I've been sleeping, or I've been very ignorant of what has been going on, or what is going on in terms of value addition.
Mm-hmm.
I think conversations now need to shift from more of value addition as opposed to just thinking that something is being done, just more needs to be done.
Exactly. More needs to be done, and you are correct. And with the right resources, the right connections, MPs are saying we are connecting. we can definitely, because really capacity is there, potential is there, but I think it's just now how do we do it together, like collectively, the resources. Because even when you look at our facilities like Ongwediva and Rundu.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big investment that government made in terms of the whole agricultural value chain. And but I will say that in a way, perhaps we are limiting ourselves. But then this is when we all need to come in and play our part or our role as farmers, as marketers, as, you know, we are those things, consumers. So if we are now to come up with these projects,
mm-hmm.
I tell you, we can go far.
Absolutely.
We can really go far. Yeah. Go far and even tap outside the international global markets.
Absolutely. Mm. Talk about the Africa Continental Free Trade
Area. Exactly.
We can penetrate that.
Yes, definitely, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I remember also they were encouraging farmers mm-hmm. to really play their part mm-hmm. into producing enough and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now having somebody, I want to see AMTA as sort of like somebody where mm-hmm. the farmers can lean on, mm-hmm. somebody to assist them.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine now having someone to do that for them,
mm-hmm.
then it makes it quite easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can talk about food sustainability.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of maybe of value addition again, for mm-hmm. instance, the can that you're talking about the beans.
The beans, yeah.
Even I have beans at home, dried, you know, like the usual way, ready to cook when, and it takes a whole hour.
It does.
And because it finished electricity, finished gas, kids must cook it outside.
Outside.
But when it's already somewhat cooked, I'm sure you guys somehow cook
it. They're already cooked.
Yeah, I just have to come mm-hmm. and add this and
it
this
actually
and
comes in two flavors.
Yeah.
There's a spicy one. And just the normal one. They're very nice.
Yeah.
The prototypes that we did. But very soon we should be able to
market
to launch
this.
To launch these products and then because the response we've got thus far from the public, or the ones that have gotten a chance and opportunity to taste, they are quite impressed, and it's actually a good reception. Like they are receptive of this whole idea to say yes.
And these are Namibian beans we are using.
Of course, these are Namibian beans, because these beans are usually the cowpeas, we call them cowpeas, they are usually produced, but then they are just there. How now? Even you have yourself, you have your dry, your bucket full, but then what? Bring up, we'll then add value to the beans.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work alongside who? When chemists?
Yeah, so because internally we are not yet fully there, But I'm sure you noticed in our ads sometime last year, and also this year we are also looking at getting more internal capacities, like the food technologist mm-hmm. here, and the, mm-hmm. so we've for the prototypes we've used one company. It's also a local, led by a lady that have assisted in terms of just, you know, transferring the knowledge. So they've done that to assist. I'm trying to say, okay, fine. When the process finally kicks off, we are ready to go for massive. So for now, we've partnered with that company, and they are assisting in terms of coming up with those prototypes. Yes.
Goes back to what you mentioned earlier, collaboration.
Yes,
partnership. Of course.
Partnership, collaborations, you know, the right connections. definitely.
Another point that I'm coming to my mind now, as you're talking about branding and marketing, you know, I've come to realize when you work in solo, I must say it's silo because when you work in
I think it will work when you're working in silo, like an individual.
It does work. When you work in silo,
yes,
and not collaborating with anyone or partnering up with anyone, you can only go this far.
Exactly.
But when you really partner up with people, they tend to, because your idea and their idea, great minds coming together. It advances the work even further for the benefit of all of us at the end of the day.
Yeah, there's even a saying to say, if you want to go faster, go alone. But if you want to go further, it's a team.
Yeah.
So definitely you bringing these different stakeholders, people that knows what is in the market, what is it to be used, you know, just that collectively.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we are definitely, you know, able. And also speaking about branding and marketing, when you refer back to all our discussions around the endeavors, and as young farmers or upcoming farmers in Namibians, we need to also understand to say that you need to put yourself out there. How do you get to put yourself out there? When you've done your thorough research in knowing, okay, fine, this is the product that I would want people perhaps to look at.
Yeah.
One aspect that you should also consider is branding. How you position yourself, how you present your product, how is your product, you know. Of course, as AMTA in our end, there are products that we get to brand and sell ourselves.
Okay.
But then also we encourage you as a producer, as a farmer, to say that as much as we are talking about quantity, we're talking about quality, your branding also should be, you know, attractive. To say it should drive action to customers to say, what will attract me as a consumer to buying your product.
Yeah.
So this is also some areas or aspects that our young producers should look at, because when you're talking about monetizing agriculture or farming, this is an ongoing process. It should be, you know, like I indicated earlier, it should be something that you say, it's not a one day thing.
Yeah.
It's a lifelong project that, and eventually this is how I present my product, as opposed to me just taking it as it is and I send it out there.
Yeah.
So branding is also very important when it comes to agriculture as well. It's very key, because this is how you get to attract people to come to your products. And they'll even say, oh, where did this product come from?
Yeah.
They know already that, okay, fine, it came from where it's even easier to trace and follow. To say, I saw this product where at AMTA shelves, I saw it where I want it. So if you have done that, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah.
And now when you talk about branding, I'm thinking about packaging.
Exactly. The packaging.
And maybe the bottle. Have you ever gone in a shop and then you see a particular bottle?
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you want, but the bottle is so good.
It will just attract you, like, this is the one. You know, that's where even the action part that our aspect says. You know, it should be able to drive action. Just you seeing it, you're already attracted. I'll give an example. There was, what is this? It's one Simba Chips, if I'm not mistaken, it was a new flavor.
Okay.
But the packaging itself was, hey, this is the one. I'm sure we all ran for the packaging, even without knowing what is inside. But the inside.
Was that really there? Oh,
but
no.
So packaging is also very important.
Exactly.
It is very important, because it will, you know, it will drive people into wanting
to buy. I don't know what. I don't know what about gold. Something gold that always pulls my eye. Mm. Anything that is packaged in something gold.
I can always want to.
You know, gold is associated with wealth, richness. You know? Even if it's a bottle, maybe then it's like goldish. You tend to think this looks like you know. And for that matter, even some products which are branded so well, even lotion, you know.
Exactly.
Have you ever noticed sometimes your lotion is finished, but you don't want to throw away that?
You
that,
don't. Even perfumes. Just the bottle itself. You walk into my room, you'll even ask, like, my husband will be like, but these bottles, they are finished. There's nothing, literally nothing, but just the packaging itself. Exactly. That bottle, I don't want to let go. I don't want to throw it
you
away.
You see? Just
so that's what
that.
Branding does, you know, make packaging, you know, it attracts. And eventually this becomes your what? Your loyal customers. Mm. They will always come back.
So in other words, your branding is also your signature.
Exactly. Ooh. It's who you are.
I love that.
It's who you are. It's who you are. Yeah.
Really. There was a time I actually engaged the founder, should I say founder, the producer of Mahangu, Mahangu Pasta.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. And she was also talking about packaging, and now she had to go back and forth with packaging and stuff like that within that aspect. I think this is what I need. I don't know if there is a pathway or if there is any company that actually sort of trains producers or fresh producers would train them, particularly looking at the angle of agriculture on how to brand their products.
I wouldn't be specific into saying this company or what, because I think we've not also explored that area much. Because even with our products, there are some designs that would also send out that they get to do, but some we do in-house.
Okay.
Yeah, we do the designs ourselves to say this is how, like our quench water. Mm-hmm. I will show you this was done by internal capacity. So if like you're saying, if now we have farmers that it's a need identified, we can always, because there's always somebody out there ready to assist these farmers. So what we can do is just
link them up,
and then we see how to go about
you know,
the branding aspect, so that as much as we are speaking of agriculture, it should also give that thing to say, yes, exactly. My product.
I think graphic designers cannot really go out of a job at this
point. They can't.
You can never go wrong.
Always
identify something.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can come up with, you know what, I'm specifically going to be teaching you farmers. So there's coding, there's you know, this is what you go about. And
Definitely.
I won't charge you a lot of money, but bring the money. You know, because they need it. It's a one-time thing for them.
Definitely. They do need it. This is what we need to always invest in. And now that I'm even talking about investing in, you know, it was also mentioned there at the Indaba.
Yeah.
To say, at this point where we are in terms of operations, running institutions, and marketing and communications should always be priority. If I can put it that way, because one thing that over the years we've noticed is that, you see, even when you're doing your budgeting and there's a need to cut costs somewhere, they always run to communications and marketing. And say, please cut this, reduce your budget here, and. But one thing we should look at is that this is actually the one that needs to get more budget, because the more you invest, the more you get.
It's true.
So when you invest in marketing, when you invest in your communications budget, this is how you are actually selling, you are positioning yourself as a brand. And your work will speak for you.
Absolutely.
It will speak for you, because if you've cut here and there, literally there's nothing. Nobody will get to know to say, oh, what is AMDA all about? Oh, what is this company all about? You know, all those things. So it's very important to always, you know, as much as you will feel that maybe it is expensive, we should always invest in marketing.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
Any company that wants to thrive
should ensure that they invest in communications and marketing.
Definitely.
And I think any company that doesn't really have a marketing or communications department, rather than give the HR to just get someone to do something, please, it's about time it's that about you do time. That because yes. like Pasval says, your work will speak for
speak
you.
For you.
Yeah,
definitely. Nice. Your work will speak for you.
Anyway, I think let's pause here for now.
Okay.
We'll be back shortly.
All right.
And I get very selfish when the conversation is going very nicely. I forget to open the studio line. The studio line is now open. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. That is 083-288-401. Please come through and ask my guest some questions. If you're a farmer, please get her while she's here for free. Otherwise, for free. She's going to charge you. We'll see you after the commercial break.
All right.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka okwene ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora Tatime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, No Heali, Ileko, Derewa, Nora Hetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, the
I. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually. To put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%. Is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM in any of its.
Siam pendula yatel da ango siam pendula yatel la ango siam pendula yatel la ango siam pendula yatel la ang pendula. umhlaba wonke ujonge kuwe inhlupheko yethu iyaziwa nguwe anezifo zethu sobiliswa nguwe onokuyo
Bye. Masiza. Ovezo lupu, engozenei, usali, uelezo tua, umaovunai, ugeagona.
And we are, of course, back. Like I said, this is Life Lessons. Let's continue off with this interesting conversation. Now, Pasval, I wanted you to address some of the common mistakes that farmers make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that okay. Perhaps it becomes quite common that you would want to just put it out there that rather do this, don't do this, mm-hmm. as a form of advice.
Okay. So I think the first point of goal is, the idea of changing the mindset from just farming
mm-hmm.
to actually, interpreting it as a business perspective.
Okay.
Somebody once mentioned it was saying that we need as a sector or industry, we need to make farming or agriculture sexy. Mm. So making this sexy means that it's having the right resources so that it looks attractive into the eyes of the buyers, the consumers, and all that. And with the ones that are existing, they've done A, B, C, D. They've done a little in the agricultural sector or in the business itself is just knowing what your customer want. Your research should actually inform you to say what is in demand, what do we want to achieve in the end,
mm-hmm.
and I think this is where the aspect of also consistency comes in,
mm-hmm.
to say that you've had farmers that are meant to supply these products mm-hmm. consistently.
Mm-hmm.
However, because we do not know the right knowledge, skills, or do not have that, you'll find that today as a farmer, you've produced nice quality products. Come next month when we would want to order again, make an order again, there is nothing.
Oh.
So this is just now, having that knowledge, the understanding to say, this is what is required. It's not a mere thing of me producing
mm-hmm.
for the sake of producing,
yeah.
but rather let it be me producing for sustainability.
Mm.
Yes.
And to sustain the market.
Yes, sustain the market. And also you as an individual, because this becomes now your bread becomes yes. your income. Mm-hmm. You are feeding not only your family, but also the communities. So this is one aspect that is farmers, upcoming farmers or the ones that are already within the industry should always look out for, and definitely securing a market.
Mm.
As a producer, you need to know that my products are earmarked for this, for what, for who, as opposed to you producing without knowing where am I taking my products. We understand this is an open market system, of course, that farmers are open to go to any other buyer. But what we are encouraging is that they need to know where they are taking their products. So, and AMTA is definitely ready to assist
mm-hmm.
our farmers in this regard, because, this is the whole establishment of the agency. It's just to bridge that gap between production and consumption.
Mm.
So as farmers that intend to market their products through AMTA, we should always now have that relationship to say these products are earmarked for AMTA. And then we also as AMTA know that, okay, fine, when these products are ready, we have also secured a market for the products.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just, lookouts for in terms of these our farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's one point that you spoke about twice
mm-hmm.
that I think I also wanted to just enhance on.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of farmers or agricultural producers, mm-hmm. That they shouldn't take it as just you know, yes. something that they're doing, mm-hmm. but rather sort of like a legacy,
exactly.
a long-term thing,
yes.
you know, long-term business that we look back. Just like today when we talk about leather, you know, mm-hmm. we first name that will come to your name, mm-hmm. Shilongo Leather,
you know
mm-hmm. France Indongo, stuff like
exactly.
that. And it starts there.
Yeah, no, definitely. It starts there. Before you know it, you are the big thing in agriculture in Namibia. Whoever wants any products, they will definitely be running your products.
Yeah.
So this is just how you just need to position yourself as a producer, as a farmer, to say, okay, fine, I've established myself, my products are like this. It's even easier to ensure that we get now markets for these products. Mm-hmm. And also one important key aspect we look at too is pricing. I think we didn't touch more on pricing.
Okay.
But as much as there are external factors or inputs,
mm-hmm.
we should always look at how do I put this? When you're talking of as because when you compare, this is something that we've learned, and I would say maybe it's mostly because our inputs, most of them are from outside,
mm-hmm.
which eventually leads your product to become more expensive than the one that we are getting from outside. So
yeah.
we should always know on those aspects in terms of pricing, what is in the market, like price market related, so that you find yourself within and not being disadvantaged. You will bring your bag of this. This is now with fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
But with the grain products, obviously they are regulated. There is no way you can decide to say, I'm selling my products on ABCD.
Yeah.
And now that I'm even talking about
pricing,
yeah. I also want to just, bring it out, because we've had cases or situations where some farmers have said, no, AMTA is buying our products, like the grain now,
yeah.
at a lower price. They're not giving us this and this. These prices that we buy for, in terms of white maize and the PL, the PL millet, is that these are regulated prices. And the factors such as seeds, whatever, those things that are, you know, they are always discussed between now the regulators,
mm-hmm.
the farmers' representatives,
mm-hmm.
and the farmers themselves. So once the price is agreed upon to say,
uh-huh.
okay, fine, for this marketing season, as much as it fluctuates,
yeah.
but they know that this is what the price is, and then it is shared to all traders and millers, including AMTA.
Okay.
With grain. There is no way AMTA gets to sit on their own, decide that we are going to buy grain products on this price. So this is a regulated price that is done through the Namibian Agronomic Board, the farmers' representatives, the farmers themselves, you know, all the necessary bodies to ensure that that price is communicated across the board.
Mm.
Yeah. So when it comes to fresh produce, yes, it's a different case, but one being in this field or intending to join this. So they should always be mindful and aware of what is the cost, what mm-hmm. am I getting myself into, so that in the end you will not find ourselves in a situation that you have produced and then you've produced for a loss. So, yeah.
I see. There's a lot that goes in here.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes in here. But the important part is educating mm-hmm. yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Know what is happening around mm-hmm. agriculture. Then you'll be definitely good to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I enjoy this aspect of understanding beyond, of course, marketing, produce, and really branding and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apart from all this, how do you juggle? Because I'm noticing this a lot. Person, how do you juggle being a wife, being
My
a mother,
goodness.
And work? A mother of boys, for that
matter. A mother of boys, especially the cooking part.
Thank you. I did ask that one.
Yeah. How do I, I think it's mostly, just management,
yeah.
how you manage your time. As much as you would want to give it your all at work, it's the same that you don't overlook your family aspect. So it's just a balance. I mean, they also need to complement each other.
Yes.
Because I'm here working, not just for my bread, but also there's that community aspect. You are also contributing to the Namibian economy.
Yes.
So that also gives you the drive to say, okay, fine,
uh-huh.
we are good. But overall, yeah, it's just time management. You need to balance the two. As much as we have this thing of picking up kids, what are the kids eating, doing this and that? Yeah, you can always see how to just play around it.
Yeah.
That in the end, you also don't deprive your kids of your time.
Exactly.
While you still have to perform your duties as a marketer, as a communicator.
Exactly.
But overly, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I am good. We are surviving as a wife also.
Yes.
also as my mother's child, my mother's firstborn.
Yeah.
So.
And a sibling.
Yeah. And a sibling, of course. And a friend as well.
Exactly. This is life, and without all those aspects, I think you become, you wonder how you will exist.
I think maybe you'll even be grumpy because
because you can't be just focused. And I think as human beings, you can't just focus on one thing. Mm-mm. You want to be both here and this and that.
Yeah, just to complement the whole us. I mean, we are all humans after all. You need that aspect of your children, your husband, your mother, your and then now your work here. So it's just complimentary in the end.
True.
Yeah.
That is so true. Yeah. But nonetheless, first of all, it's been a pleasure. You know, this was one educative, informative interview on a Saturday.
Thank you so very much for having me. I also, with conversations like this, you never get used. By then, I can tell you are a great host because you come thinking, oh my word, what am I going to talk about? But you've just made it so easy for me just to blend in. You know, it's like I've known you because the discussion is more of
a friend relationship,
you know, conversation. So, no, it was actually a great one. Thank you so much for the opportunity, for the platform. Please, let's not end here. I'm always available, be it a spokesperson or on the other life lessons. Please, I'm just a phone call away. And yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And to our listeners, this was a great one, even though they didn't call. But next time,
I know, right?
I'm hoping they come through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes someone actually comforted me. Sometimes I was like, sometimes they don't call. And someone was like, no, they're listening.
They
don't want to disturb. I'm like, okay. Let me make peace with that. But anyway, it's been an interesting conversation, really. Thank you so much for making time. For us,
pleasure is all mine. All right.
Okay. Now, of course, there you had it from Pasva Elijah. Now, remember, I've told you, if you're interested in listening to this interesting conversation again, please head over to our podcast section under the Eagle FM app when you've downloaded the app. And also head over to our Eagle FM website. You'll still be able to find it there. Now, of course, from me, Dafa, happy as usual. It is goodbye. Adios, Tata. Have yourself a wonderful Saturday evening. I'll see you again next Saturday, same time, same place. Otherwise, I'll see you during the week on my news show. Goodbye and good night.
Wow.